Before we begin today's Bible study, let's first have a silent prayer.
那么在我们还没开始查经之前，我们要同心低头默祷。
Amen. Before we begin, let's all first rise up and sing a hymn to praise God.
在我们开始聚会之前，我们起立唱诗来赞美神。
Let's rise up and sing hymn 67.
我们来唱诗六十七首。
Hymn 67.
唱诗六十七首。
Today we're going to continue with our Bible study of the book of Jeremiah.
那今天我们要继续查考耶利米书。
And today we're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 46.
我们今天要查考的是四十六章。
Jeremiah chapter 46. Let's first begin by reading the chapter. So we'll go around and we'll read one verse each.
那我们要一起来读这一章，我们每一人读一节。
Chapter 46 verse 1 to this same week. The word of the Lord then came to the prophet Jeremiah concerning the nation. Verse 2.
Against Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates and Tarmah. I was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Verse 3.
Verse 3. In the name of this Christ, we ordered the prophets and Sue. And Jordan to Baxter, verse 4, he said,
Stated, Raymond, Tong Xiong Tian, Ke Xiong Ba, Bing Hui, Zam La, Mo, Chung, Hui, Ga.
Not mighty men is good. They will stumble and fall toward the north by the river Euphrates.
Just then, with this coming up like flood, with this coming up like the rivers.
Dibadi, Tai Tsun Xiang, the river of old and long, Xiang Jiang, and the Shu Pong, the Nashua, the Yao Tang, the Gai, the Yao, the Yao, the Yao, the Yao, the Yao, the Yao,
Thank 14节，你们的船员在埃及宣告在密陀报告在拿布大比列国，要站起来，要站出来对制作准备，因为刀剑在你视为事情出面的时候。
15节，你的战士为何被杀出去呢？他们站立不住，因为耶和华举出他们。16节。
住在埃及的民众，因为你去所所依的路，见因为我不成为荒唐，却被刀剑的击毁。Each is aware of each other, and the disruption comes, it comes from the north. 21. After the So they also are Chinese that have fled away scandals. It is not then because the day of their calamity has come upon them, the time of their punishment. They shall march through the army of the people of the land. You see, I got sick to you.所以问了你们，很厉害，我们可比我很好。扔三轮终于完成，我和金手指。Sarah and those who trust in him. He takes our hand them over to those who seek their lives, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his officers. Later, however, Egypt will be inhabited as the time passes against the Lord.
So here we can very clearly read that there are three different sections to the book of Jeremiah chapter 46.
那从这边这一章16章我们可以看到这一章可以分为三段。
And the first section is from verse 1 to verse 12.
那第一段是从第一节到12节。
And this here records a prophecy regarding the judgment on Egypt.
那这边就谈到这一个预言对于审判于埃及。
And the second section is from verse 13 to verse 26.
那从第二段我们可以从13节看到26节。
And this talks about how Babylon will then will strike Egypt and it will plunder their land.
那这边说到巴比伦要攻击埃及。
And then in the third section from verse 27 to 28, it talks about the preservation of Israel.
那从27节到28节就说到神要保护以色列。
So if we look at verse 1.
那如果我们再看第一节的话。
So here in verse 1, as we said, it is the prophecy of that God has given to Jeremiah against the nations.
那这边就是神给耶利米说的预言，是对于这一些国度来说的。
And this marks a stark contrast to what we've studied in the past.
那这个就是对于我们之前所读的是有相差的。
Because all the previous chapters talk about the proclamation against the Israel, the people of Israel.
那因为过去的前几章说的宣告都是对于以色列国。
And how they persisted in disobeying God.
那他们是如何的来反叛神。
And they sinned against God.
那他们得罪神，违背神。
And then God punished them.
那神就惩罚他们。
But again and again they continued to sin against God.
那可是一次的一次一次再一次他们还是得罪神。
And ultimately it was because they refused to submit to God's will.
那最后就是因为他们不愿意来顺从神的旨意。
And from verse 46 here it marks a change.
那四十六章就是说到这个改变。
Because the focus now is no longer on the Israelites, but on the nations.
那因为这一个焦这一个观点呢，这一个焦点呢，不是在这个以色列人的身上，而是在这些列国的身上。
And who are these nations?
那这些列国是谁呢
？So we turn back to Jeremiah chapter 25.
如果我们看回来耶利米书的二十五章
，Jeremiah chapter 25.
耶利米书二十五章
，verse 15 to verse 26，
十五节到二十六节。
So here it records the judgment on the nations.
那这边就说到对于列国的审判。
In verse 15 it says, "Take this wine cup of fury from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it."
那就在十五节，神说，你从我手中借这杯愤怒的酒。
And who are these nations?
那这些民这些各国的民是谁呢
？Firstly, verse 18.
那十八节。
It's Jerusalem.
就是耶路撒冷
and the cities of Judah,
还有犹大的城邑
and then verse 19,
十九节
it talks about the nation of Egypt,
那也说到埃及王法老和他的臣仆
and then in verse 20, it talks about the land of the Philistines,
verse 20, 二十节也说到非利士地的诸王
and then verse 21, Edom and Moab,
那二十一节又说到以东亚摩摩亚。
Verse 22, the kings of Tyre and the kings of Sidon, the kings of the coastlands.
那再说到二十二节说到推罗的族王、西顿的族王，还有海岛的族王。
Verse 23, Dedan, Tamar, and Buz.
那二十三节，底但、底马、布斯和一切剃周围头发的。
Verse 24, all the kings of Arabia.
还有二十四节，阿拉伯的族王。
Verse 25, the kings of Zamri.
二十五节，新立的诸王
，Kings of Elam，
以兰的诸王
，The kings of Medes，
马代的诸王
，Verse 26， all the kings of the north。
那二十六节，北方远近的诸王。
So these are the all the nations who will have to where God will judge pronounce His judgment。
那这些都是一系列的列国神要审判的。
And then, so in verse 2 here it talks about the judgment that is going to fall on Egypt.
那这边第二节四十六章的第二节就说到对于埃及的审判。
And here it gives us the time of when this will happen.
那这边也告诉我们一个时间的发生点。
In verse 2 it says, against Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates and Carchemish, of which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah.King of Judah.
那就是论到关乎埃及王法老尼哥的队军队，这军队安营在幼发拉底河边的加基米斯，是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒在犹大王约西亚和的儿子约雅敬第四年所打败的。
The time when this judgment will come upon Egypt would be the fourth year after after Pharaoh Necho defeated Jehoiakim.
那就是在这个你这个第四年所打败的时候
，and this instance of when Pharaoh Necho defeated Jehoiakim is in Second Chronicles chapter 35.
那就是记载在历代志下二十五章，三十五章。
And the message that is recorded here in Jeremiah is consistent with the message of the destruction of the Egyptians in Ezekiel chapter 29 to chapter 32.
那就是记载在以西结书二十九章到三十二章这边耶利米所说的这一个事件。
And in Ezekiel chapter 29, it records about how the land of Egypt will be made desolate for 40 years.
那也是在以西结书二十九章记载到埃及地怎么样会荒凉。
So what was this message of judgment on Egypt?
那这个对于埃及地的审判是什么呢?
Look at verse 3 to verse 4.
我们来看第三四节。
Order the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses and mount up you horsemen. Stand forth with your helmets, polish your spears, put on your armor.
第三节，你们要预备大小盾牌，往前上阵。你们套上车，骑上马，顶盔站立，磨枪冠甲。
So here in verse 3 and verse 4, it tells the Egyptians to mount up, to basically get ready to fight.
那第三、第四节就是叫他们要预备征战。
Because it talks about their buckler and their shield.
因为这边说到大小盾牌。
And the buckler is a sort of a very small shield.
那其实盾牌是一个这一个是非常小的盾牌。
It's a very small round shield that you use to protect your upper body.
这是一个比较圆形的盾牌来去保护你的胸。
And the shield then itself is actually a very long shield, so it's very high, and you can basically hide behind it to protect yourself when you go into battle.
所以在你战争的时候，你可以拿起这个盾牌来对敌站站在战场。
And then verse 4 talks about your horses and your horsemen.
那第四节就说到说到骑上马。
Your helmets and your spears.
顶盔站立。
So you see that in verse 3, it talks about the things that the instruments that you use in order to defend yourself.
那这边就说到盔跟枪是来保护自己的。
And then in verse 4, it talks about basically your strength. Your horses and your horsemen, your spears are the things that you use to attack.
那这些马匹呢，就是你用来上阵的。
And later as we study, we'll find out that the fact that the judgment actually starts with the shield and the buckler is actually very ironic.
那等一下你可以看到这个盾牌还有甲盔这些
because,
是非常讽刺性的。
Because ultimately these things are worldly things.
因为这些都是属于世界的物。
Or they're worldly implements for war.
这些都是世界用来去战争的。
But as we understand, this is the judgment of God on Egypt.
可是神是要用这些来去向埃及行出他的审判。
We have to have to think how effective really are these worldly implements against the judgment of God.
那我们要想一下这些世界上的物呢是要怎样来去得到神的审判。
Because at that time, Egypt was very strong.
因为当时埃及地是非常强大的。
It had a very strong army.
那他们有一个非常庞大的军队。
And it was very, very rich.
那非常的富有。
And ultimately, it was not afraid of anyone.
可是他们是不惧怕任何的敌人。
But then if we read verse 5 and verse 6,
可是当我们看到五到六节,
Why have I seen them dismayed and turned back? Their mighty ones are beaten down. They have speedily fled and did not look back. For fear was all around them, says the Lord. Verse 6. Do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They will stumble and fall towards the north by the river Euphrates.
第五节，我为何看见他们惊惶转身退后呢？他们的勇士打败了，急忙逃跑，并不回头。惊吓四围都有，这是神说的。不要容快跑的逃避，不要容勇士逃脱。他们在北方幼发拉底和半跌扑倒。
So here it records about the mighty men of Egypt.
那这边就说到埃及地的勇士。
And these mighty men would be those experienced and successful in their past battles.
那这些埃及的勇士曾经在战场上是得胜的。
But what we find here is that they are actually dismayed and they have turned back.
可是在这个时候呢，他们惊惶转身退后。
They have been beaten down.
他们被人被勇士打败。
And because of their fear, they are actually running away without even looking back.
那他们在急忙逃跑中也没有办法回头。
And so we can see that in the eyes of man, they previously were fearless.
那在人的眼里呢，他们曾经是一个勇士。
But now against the judgment of God, they are now afraid.
可是当他们面对神的审判的时候，他们就惧怕了。
And in verse 6, they talk about how they stumble and fall towards the north.
那第六节就说到他们如何向北方的幼发拉底和半跌扑倒。
And here it indicates who it is that would defeat them.
那这边就说到谁会来对敌他们。
Which would be Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
那就是尼布甲尼撒王。
And in verse 7, it also talks about who is this coming up like a flood, whose waters move like the rivers.
那这边第七节就说到像尼罗和藏发像江河之翻腾的是谁呢?
And it's here it's referring to the army of Nebuchadnezzar.
那这边就是指着尼布甲尼撒王的军队。
And he will come up like a flood, and their waters would move, and he would move like the waters of the river.
那这边就说到他们像江河那样翻腾。
And in verse 8, it compares them the people the army of Babylon to the army of the Egyptians.
那这边第八节就说到啊，这些尼布甲尼撒王的军队，还有埃及的军队。
Because in verse 8 it says that Egypt rises up like a flood, and its waters move like the rivers. And he says, I will go up and cover the earth. I will destroy the cities and its inhabitants.
那第八节就说到埃及像尼罗河张发，像江河的水翻腾。他说我要张发遮盖遍地，我要毁灭城邑和其中的居民。
Because ultimately when the Egyptians were strong, they also acted like a river.
那因为当埃及的军队啊强壮的时候，他们也是像江河的水一样翻腾。
Or they acted like the waters, when there's a flood.
那就像一个一个红海那样。
And we know that when there's a flood, you can't get away from it.
那我们知道当红海来的时候，我们是没有办法逃脱的。
Everything that is in its path will be swept away.
那一切在它的路上的那些都会被扫净。
The waters would cover everything.
那洪水会遮盖一切。
And it's quite ironic that the Babylonian army are there compared to the Egyptian army.
那这边就谈到他们这个尼布甲尼撒王的军队和埃及地的军队做一个比较。
Because ultimately here it tells us of a shift in the power.
那这边就说到这个力量的描述。
And it talks about how the power will shift from Egypt to the Babylonians.
那就说到这个力量怎样从埃及的军队上转移到这个尼布甲尼撒王的军队。
And then in verse 9.
第九节。
It says, Come up, all horses, and rage, all chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans, who handle the shield, and the Lydians, who handle and bend the bow.
第九节，马匹上去吧，车辆疾行吧，勇士就是手拿盾牌的古实人和弗人，并拉弓的路德族，都出去吧。
And I think here it records, it's not only the Egyptians who will fall.
那不单只是埃及人会跌倒。
But also the Ethiopians and the Libyans.
那甚至是古实人和弗人。
Because these people were basically the allies of Egypt.
那因为他们是跟埃及地的人同盟。
And so therefore, if Egypt was to fall, then their allies would also fall as well.
那当然当埃及地跌的时候呢那些跟他们联盟的人也是会跌倒。
And then in verse 10.
第十节。
It says,For this is the day of the Lord, God of hosts, a day of vengeance that he may avenge himself on his adversaries. The sword shall devour, it shall be saturated and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates.
第十节，那日是主万军之神报仇的日子，要向敌人报仇，刀剑必吞吃得饱。饮血饮足，因为主万军之神在北方幼发拉底河边有献祭的事。
So here, when we went through verse 3, and I said that it's quite ironic, it's because of what's recorded in this verse here.
那之前我说到第三节有点讽刺性，就是因为十节所记载的。
Because the Egyptians were trying to use earthly things, their shields and the buckler, in order to defend themselves against the day of the Lord.
那因为埃及的军队呢，他们想要用世界的这些盾牌，大小盾牌来去上阵。
And they are actually trying to defend themselves against the authority of God.
那他们想要用这些世界上的这些实力呢，来去对抗神的旨意。
And against the vengeance of God.
那甚至想要对抗神的报酬。
And here in verse 10, it talks about, it says that God will avenge himself on his adversaries.
那这边说到神将要向他的敌人报仇。
And that God on this day will put them to the sword.
那神会在这一日让他们刀剑吞吃他们。
So why were they the adversaries of God?
那为什么神的敌人呢？
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 29.
那我们来看以西结书二十九章。
Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 6.
以西结书二十九章第六节。
Then all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel.
埃及一切的居民因向以色列家成了芦苇的杖，就知道我是神。
See, here it records that the Egyptians did not know the Lord.
那这边就记载埃及一切的居民不认识神。
And the purpose of God punishing them, or the reason why they were an adversary of God, was because they did not know him.
那为什么他们是在神的审判下，就是因为他们不认识神。
Let's also look at verse 9.
我们再看第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 9.
以西结书二十九章第九节。
And the land of Egypt shall become desolate and waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because He said, "The river is mine, and I have made it."
九节，埃及地必荒凉荒废凄凉，他们就知道我是神，因为法老说，这河是我的，是我所造的。
So here we can see that the Pharaoh and Egypt themselves consider them to have the same status of God.
那法老还有啊埃及地的啊宰相呢，认为啊他们有啊他们的地。
And because if we look at verse 9, it says, "The river is mine, and I have made it."
那他们说这河是我的，是我所造的。
So therefore, this is the Pharaoh and Egypt basically saying that they are of the same height, or equivalent to God.
那法老的啊，这个埃及的法老就是意识到说啊，他是跟神同等的。
And because of this mentality, Egypt was a land filled with idols.
那就是因为这样子的心态呢，啊，这一个埃及地是充满偶像的地。
And everywhere and everything they did, they worshipped idols.
那他们去到哪里都是拜偶像的。
And they also considered their pharaohs to be an idol.
那他们也看法老为偶像。
And today, this is something that we need to be careful of today.
啊，这个是我们今天要小心的。
Because today we come to church.
那今天我们来到会堂。
We've been baptized.
我们已经受洗了。
But we may still be an adversary of God.
那我们可能是在神的眼中是对敌的。
But how? Why am I saying this?
那我们啊，我为什么要这样子说呢？
Because sometimes in our hearts, we may still have an idol that we place before God.
因为有时候在我们的心里还是有偶像啊，在神之前。
And these idols can be or worldly things.
那这些偶像可能是世界的物。
For example, money.
啊，比如说啊啊财富。
For example, status.
啊，比如说啊这些啊啊这些声量啊地位。
And if we put these things before God, then ultimately these things then become our idol.
那如果我们把这一切放在啊啊比神更重要的话，这些都是我们的偶像。
And then everything we do will be pursuing these things. We will be pursuing money and we'll be pursuing status.
那我们所做的一切是就是在追求财富和地位。
And in everything we do, we then ultimately put God in the back seat and we pursue these two things.
那啊，最后我们把神放在第二位，那我们就是在追求这一切事的。
And I'm sure we're all very familiar.
那我们大家都非常熟悉。
For example, in James chapter 4, verse 4.
那比如说雅各书的第四章四节。
Let's turn to James chapter 4, verse 4.
我们来看雅各书四章四节。
James chapter 4, verse 4.
雅各书四章四节。
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
第四节，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知以世俗为友是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
But here it very clearly tells us that if we want to become a friend of the world, then we become an enemy of God.
那这边很清楚的说到，如果我们想要以世俗为友的话，就是与神为敌。
Let's also refer to Romans.
我们再看罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 7 to verse 8.
罗马书八章七到八节。
Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God.For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Verse 8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
第七节，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。而且属肉体的人不能讨神得神的喜悦。
So therefore, we need to carefully examine ourselves.
所以我们要小心翼翼的来省察自己。
Are we of the flesh?
我们是否是处在肉体身？
Do we seek friendship with the world?
我们是否啊与世界为啊友？
Because if we do, then we are ultimately an enemy of God.
那如果我们是这样子的话，就与神为敌了。
And just like the Egyptians, God will destroy us as He did with Egypt.
那就像埃及一样，他会啊毁灭他。
The second thing we can learn.
那第二点我们可以学习到的。
Was that Pharaoh and Egypt were proud.
在埃及地的法老是非常高傲的。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 31.
我们来看以西结书的三十一章。
Ezekiel chapter 31 verse 10.
以西结书三十一章第十节。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have increased in height, and it set its top amongst the thick boughs, and its heart was lifted up in its height.
第十节，所以主耶稣啊，主神如此说，因他高大，素肩插入云中，心骄气傲。
And this here is talking about the Egyptians.
那这边就指着啊，埃及地来说。
How they were like a great tree.
那他们就像啊，一棵高大的树。
They had flourished.
那他们是啊旺盛的。
They had become very powerful.
那他们非常的啊有实力。
And everyone could see this, and that's why they were like a very great tree that was growing at the top.
因为啊大家都可以啊看到啊，所以他们就像一棵大树啊。
But then, as a result of this tree being so big, their hearts also lifted.
那就是因为他们的树这么高大，所以他们的心中啊起骄傲。
And they ultimately became very proud.
那最后他们就啊心骄气傲。
Turn back to Jeremiah chapter 46.
我们看回来耶利米书的四十六章。
Look at verse 11 to verse 12.
我们再看十一到十二节。
Go up to Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughters of Egypt. In vain you will use many medicines; you shall not be cured. The nations have heard of your shame, and your cry has filled the land. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty; they both have fallen together.
十一节，埃及的民呢，可以上基列取乳香去。你虽多服良药，总是突然不得治好。列国听见你的羞辱，遍地满了你的哀声。勇士与勇士彼此相碰，一起跌倒。
So here it talks about how Egypt will try to recover.
那这边就说到埃及想要复兴。
In order to heal itself.
那啊，为了要得医治。
And to heal itself, it will.In vain, use many medicines.
那他们为了要得医治啊，突然的服了很多良药。
But ultimately, all this will be in vain.
那可是，一切啊都是突然的。
It's basically telling us that a once very powerful nation will now no longer be this strong again.
那以前啊非常啊庞大啊强壮的这个国度啊，再也不能强大了。
And we can see that today in modern day Egypt.
那今天我们就可以看到今天的埃及地。
It's no longer a very strong nation.
那它不再是一个强国。
And ultimately, this is teaching us that if it is against the will of God, then once He has cut us down, we will no longer be able to rise up again.
那如果这个是神的旨意了，如果神已经把它砍下了，再也不能兴起了。
Verse 13 to verse 26. So here it talks about how Babylon will strike Egypt.
那这边就说到巴比伦要怎样攻击埃及。
And here this message, I think, is written to two different types of people.
那这一段呢是写给两种人。
And the first type of people is to the Egyptian remnants.
那第一种就是啊对于那些剩余的埃及人。
Because in verse 17 it says they cry there.Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is annoyed. He has passed by the appointed time.
那因为十七节说到他们在那里喊叫埃及王法老，不过是一个声音。
So here we can see that the Egyptians were suffering.
那这边啊，埃及人就是在受苦的时候。
And because they were suffering and they were losing, they would call out to Pharaoh.
那因为他们在受苦的时候，他们就呼喊埃及法老。
Because ultimately, Pharaoh was their god.
因为法老是他们的神。
But there would be no response.
可是却没有声音回复他们。
Because his time on earth has already been finished.
因为他在世界的时间已经过了。
But here we can compare this to the one true God.
那这边我们就可以啊，来跟啊独一的真神比，做个比较。
Because God Himself is everlasting.
那因为独一的真神是永恒的。
And there is, we can cry out to God now.
那我们现在可以呼喊神。
And then the second message, I believe, is spoken to the people of Israel.
那啊，第二个讯息是给这些以色列人的。
Why do I say this?
那为什么我这样子说呢？
Because in verse 14 it says, "Declare in Egypt and proclaim in Migdol, proclaim in Noph and in Tapans. Say, stand fast and prepare yourselves, for the sword devours all around you."
因为十四节，他们这边说你们要传扬在埃及，宣告在密朵，报告在挪弗，达比尼说要站起来出队，自作准备，因为刀剑在你四周实行吞灭的事。
And if we refer back to Jeremiah chapter 44 verse 1,
那如果我们看回来耶利米书44章的第一节。
Here says, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews, he dwelt in the land of Egypt. He dwelt in Migdol, at Papantus, at Noph, and in the country of Paphos, saying.
第一节有临到耶利米的话，论及一切住在埃及地的犹大人，就是住在密朵、达比尼、挪弗、巴特罗境界的犹大人说。
So here we can see that the places that are mentioned in chapter 46, verse 14, are the same as those that are mentioned in 44, verse 1.
那44章的第一节的这些国度跟46章14节的国度是一样的。
And this was the place where the Israelites, some of the Israelites went to, went.
那这些地方就是以色列人去的地方。
But why did they go there?
那为什么以色列人去到这些地方呢？
We turn back to chapter 42.
那我们看回去42章。
Chapter 42, verse 14.
42章的14节。
Saying, no, but we will go to the land of Egypt where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet.Nor be hungry for bread, and there we will dwell.
14节说我们不住在这地，却要进入埃及地，在那里看不见征战，听不见脚声，也不知无食饥饿，我们必住在那里。
And so we see here that some of the Israelites went and flee to Egypt because here they considered to be a safe haven.
那为什么以色列人去到埃及地寄居在这边，就是因为他们认为是一个平安的地方。
And they saw that Egypt was strong.
那他们看到埃及地是非常强大的。
And they saw that within Egypt there was no war.
因为在里面没有征战。
And they saw that within Egypt everything was plentiful. They had food, they had bread, and they could live peacefully.
因为在里面非常丰盛，没有缺食缺粮。
But here in chapter 46, it tells us it's basically a warning to the Israelites who weren't in Egypt.
那46章就指着这些去到埃及地的以色列人说的。
And it's also a warning to us today.
那也是对于我们来说的。
Because today we also need to be careful.
那因为今天我们的确是要小心。
Because using our eyes, we can see the things of the world and we can see that it is strong.
那因为我们的眼目可以看到非常那些非常强的事。
For example, we may pursue after money.
那或许我们会为了钱而追求。
Or we may pursue after a very good job.
那我们会为了这一个事业追求。
And all these things to our eyes, it seems like it will provide us with security in the long term.
那因为在对于我们认为这些是给我们非常稳定的这些的稳定的事。
And because we're pursuing this, we want this security in the long term, we go and pursue it.
那因为我们要将来得到稳定，所以我们一直在追求他们。
But here, the Israelites give us a very, very clear an example that we need to be very careful of.
那这边以色列人呢，已经是让我们得到了一个教训。
Because the Israelites here went to Egypt against God's word.
因为以色列人去到埃及地来违背神的话。
And today, likewise, when we pursue these things that we think is security for us, it may in fact be against the will of God.
那就像今天，如果我们在追求这些很稳定的这些事情呢，我们可能就会违背神的话。
So we need to be careful about this thing that we consider to be a security.
那所以我们要来去反省不要投靠这些认为是非常有安全的事。
And ultimately, we need to examine why it is that we think that this thing is a security.
那甚至我们要去反省，为什么我们认为这些事可以带给我们平安。
Or what drives us to think along this route?
那为什么我们会觉得这条路是安稳的呢？
So if we look at chapter 43, verse 2, it here records exactly what drove the Israelites to Egypt.
那如果我们看耶利米书43章的第二节，就知道什么事情让以色列人要去到埃及地。
Verse 2.
第二节。
That Azariah, the son of Hosea, Jonathan, the son of Kerah, and all the proud men spoke, saying to Jeremiah, You speak falsely. The Lord our God has not sent you to say, Do not go to Egypt to dwell there.
第二节。和沙雅的儿子亚沙利亚和加利亚的儿子约哈难，并一切狂傲的人，就对耶利米说，你说谎言。主我们的神并没有差你来说你们不可进埃及，在那里寄居。
So what is it that drove these Israelites to want to go into Egypt?
那什么导致以色列人要进入埃及地呢？
It was pride.
那就是因为骄傲。
Because here it calls that all they were proud men.
那因为这边记载说他们是狂傲的人。
And today when someone says to you pride, what is it that you understand from this word?
那如果今天别人跟你说狂傲，你所理解的意思是什么呢？
I think we're all very familiar with the main definition of pride.
那我们大家都知道这个骄傲的意义。
Which is that we look down on others.
那就是描述说我们是瞧不起别人。
Which is that we elevate ourselves above everyone else.
那我们提高自己胜过一切的人。
But here there's another second definition of pride.
那这边有第二个解释。
And the second definition is that they deny the authority of God over them.
那就是来去否认神对他们的掌权。
Because prior to this, God had told them that he did not want them to go into Egypt.
因为在那之前，神要他们不要进入埃及地。
But we can see that they ignored the law of God. They ignored the will and the authority of God.
可是我们可以看到，他们却否认了，来拒绝了神的话。
And this led to their destruction.
那这一个决定呢，就导致他们要受到审判。
And so sometimes we ourselves need to be very careful.
跟毁灭，所以今天我们要来小心翼翼。
Because we understand pride in the very the main sense in that we think that we elevate ourselves above everyone else.
那所以因为我们这个骄傲呢，就是想要来去提高自己。
And a lot of times this can manifest in the way we talk to each other and the way we interact with each other.
那就是在我们跟彼此沟通的时候就可以展现出来。
And it's very easy for us to be able to suppress this or to be able to put on a false appearance.
那甚至我们没有办法来压制自己的这一个骄傲的心。
But the main pride that we need to overcome is to in basically putting ourselves on the same level as God.
那更残酷的就是我们把自己跟神同等。
Because as soon as we do this, then we deny the authority of God.
那当我们这样子做的时候，就是拒绝了神的掌权。
And we deny the will of God.
那甚至拒绝了神的旨意。
And then as long as we have this pride, then we will not submit to the will of God.
那只要我们拥有这样子的骄傲的心，我们就没有办法来顺服神的旨意。
And this will ultimately lead to our destruction.
那最后我们就要得到毁灭。
And just like the Israelites who went to Egypt, they also were destroyed because they had this pride.
那就像埃及就像这些以色列人进到埃及地，他们也是受到毁灭。
And then the last part of chapter 46.
那46章的最后一段。
Verse 27 and verse 28. Here it talks about how God will preserve Israel.
那这边就谈到神要如何来保护以色列。
But do not fear, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest and be at ease. No one shall make him afraid.
二十七节，我的仆人雅各啊，不要惧怕；以色列啊，不要惊惶，因我要从远方拯救你，从被掳到之地拯救你的后裔。雅各必回来得享安，平静安稳，平静安逸，无人使他害怕。
Verse 28, Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you, for I will make a complete end of all the nations to which I have driven you, but I will not make a complete end of you. I will rightly correct you.For I will not leave you wholly unpunished.
二十八节，我的仆人雅各啊，不要惧怕，因我与你同在。我要将我所赶你到那些国灭绝尽尽，却不将你灭绝尽尽，倒要从宽惩治你，万不能不罚你。这是神说的。
So here is hope for the Israel remnants.
那这些就是对于那些以色列的渔民的盼望。
And here it tells them that.He will bring their offspring back from the land of captivity.
那这边就说到，他会将他的后裔带回去。
And they shall return.
那他们要归回。
And have rest and be at ease.
那他们会得到平静安逸。
And that, likewise, this is hope for us today.
那这些这一个讯息也是给我们今天的。
Because we know that we ourselves will also have rest and be at ease from God.
那因为有一天我们会平静安逸归回。
But the thing that we need to know is in the last part of verse. 28.
那尤其是在二十八节的下半段。
I will rightly correct you, for I will not leave you wholly unpunished.
那倒要从宽惩治你，万不能不罚你。
And when I read this, it's like It's like a parent talking to their child.
当我读这一节的时候，就感觉到像父母对他的孩子一样。
Because God ultimately treats us like His children. We are His children.
那最终神是对我们像儿女一样。
And when a child goes wrong, as a parent, you always tell them to come to turn back or you will punish them in order to make them realize that they have done wrong.
那当儿女做错事的时候，父母会改正他们，纠正他们，归回。
To us, this is hope.
对我们来说啊，这一个是一个盼望。
Because it's not like God will let us continue going down the wrong way.
那神不会让我们一直继续啊走在错路的路上。
But rightly, he will try to correct us and he will punish us in order to try and bring us back.
那他会纠正我们，惩罚我们，再让我们归回向他。
And in this, we can actually find hope.
那这样子我们就会得到啊盼望。
Does anyone have anything to add?
那你们有要补充的吗？
So in a sense that as a chosen people, that when we make mistakes, the Father will chastise because we have to learn for a reason that we'll come back to Him to become good people. So that's the kind of Father we have in the heaven. But at times that we need to suffer, it will be through
神是信实的，像我们的父母啊，父亲一样。那我们做错事了之后呢，他会来帮我们得到纠正。
Anyone have anything else to add?
还有要补充的吗？
Okay, we thank God for leading us through today's Bible study.
那么感谢神啊，带领我们今天的查经。
That's all we need to pray.
我们重新啊跪下来祷告。